Here it is.
Introduction. Oval Office, the White House, Washington, D.C., October 12, 1939, 10 a.m. The age of mass destruction is about to dawn. What bright idea do you have now? An upbeat Franklin Delano Roosevelt asks Wall Street financier Alexander Sachs, one of his key advisors on the New Deal that lifted America out of the Great Depression. The 46-year-old economist sits on the opposite side of the president's massive wooden desk. FDR was up past midnight, as is his custom. The deep circles under his eyes and his pale skin, resulting from constant exhaustion and too little time spent outdoors, make the president look far older than his 57 years. His health is not enhanced by the Camel cigarette he now holds, one of the more than 20 he will smoke today. Sachs chooses his reply carefully. This meeting is so top secret that it will not appear in the official daily log of presidential appointments. Sachs can only hope that it will go better than the hour he spent with Roosevelt yesterday, when he labored unsuccessfully to find the right words to describe what could possibly be the greatest single threat to mankind. It has been 6 weeks since Nazi Germany invaded Poland, beginning what will become known as the Second World War.